presenting a special 10th episode of the Copacetic Music Hour here on Anon Radio, broadcasting locally from the Washington, D.C. metro area. I'm very excited to share with you today quite a unique artist or group, Grupo Folclórico y Experimental Nueva Yorkino. This group, this experimental and folklore band, New Yorkican band, was formed in the mid-70s in New York City by many veteran Puerto Rican and Cuban musicians who were and are experts in the various genres of guaguancó, son pregón, son montuno, as well as bomba. There's one song we're going to have called Cinco en Uno Callejero, Five in One Street, about the five rhythms of Puerto Rican bomba. Anyway, so this band was created in the mid-70s. They had two hit LPs, Lo Dice Todo in 1975 and Concepts in Unity in 1976, or maybe I got those 2 years switched. And they really formed as an alternative band to Fania Records, who were the leaders, you know, like Schwinbikes and Tania for Motown were the commercial salsa center, the leaders in commercial salsa. But I think we're getting stale at that time, as a very good article I've posted on Mastodon suggests. They were using the same rhythm sections, and they were really making mass-produced salsa. And this group came together to go back to the roots of salsa, improvisation on particular standards, Cuban and Puerto Rican standards. So this dichotomy between improvisation and some standard melody, as we'll hear in guaguancó pieces. By forming this alternative group, they could get back to these roots instead of this standardized Fania sound. They performed in the Smithsonian Folklife Festival, and I mention that because they got back together in the late 2000s for another Smithsonian Folklife Festival, as well as performances in the Bronx. And in com, I'll post that article about their history. Anyway, with that, I'll see what's going on in the comm chat. By the way, for anyone who doesn't know, there's really nice live discussion in the comm mode chat if you log in at the SDF shell terminal. Anyway, let's get to some good music, some great beats here. Enable Auto DJ. La Mama. Wakakuiku. Wakakuiku. Con permiso de Chango. Sometimes I wish I had this blasting from my smartphone on my bike. Zip down Wisconsin Avenue or M Street or the National Mall. Speaking of that, well, not really speaking of that, I had Lomo Saltado for the first time today. Now that was delicious. Peruvian food is, well, I can't say it's the best in the world. There's other types of food I'm partial towards, but it's definitely amongst the best in the world. Many very best. One of the lead vocalists for Grupo Folklorico is Virgilio Martí, a Cuban vocalist, veteran Cuban vocalist. Thank Arsenio Rodriguez, Eddie Zervigón, many, many greats of the New York salsa scene. People who got in the pachanga fad of the 60s that I'll have to highlight in a future Copacetic Music Hour episode. Hope you all are hearing my delightful, wonderful promos that I recorded, those little 30-second bits. Spread the word. Ba ba ba, waka kuiku. Ba ba ba. This is Cinco en Uno Callejero, Five in a Street. Puerto Rican Bomba. Tu manera de mirar, tu manera de mozar. Llora si quiere llorar. I should point out that you don't just have to join COM, you can join the Anon Radio channel at matrix.sdf.org. Multiple ways to chat. Hopefully one day we'll have a COM Matrix bridge. Just like the Tilde Radio IRC Matrix bridge that Claudio M. and Maya were enjoying last night. This next track is Cuba Linda, which I'm pretty sure is Son Huahuanco. There's also some Garacha, different styles from the east of Cuba. I'm going to get the JSTOR article on Grupo Folklorico in the comm chat as soon as I can. Trumpeter Chocolate Armenteros.
Mi piano
Yeah, I believe this is Son Wawanko. Welcome, welcome, and thanks for joining GTC 1977, Gerardo from Uruguay, DC Trude from the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, John M., I think, from North Carolina, and Snowy, DJ Snowdusk from Toronto, the Greater Toronto Area. This next track is Se Me Olvidó Que Te Olvidé. I forget that I forgot you.
Se me olvida, se me olvidó que te olvidé, se me olvidó que te dejé, lejos, muy lejos de mi vida, se me olvidó que ya no está, ella ni me recordará. Y me volvió a sangrar la herida. Se me olvidó que te olvidé. Y como nunca te lloré, entre las sombras escondidas.
I forgot to welcome Pizza Pal and great cycling chat we're having in Com. Se me olvida, a mí que nada se me olvida.
Anda pronto y regresa luego y tráeme un pasaje que me voy para el cielo. Se me olvidó que te olvidé. Que te dejé lejos, muy lejos de mi vida. Se me olvidó que ya no está, que ya ni me recordará y me volvió a sangrar la herida. Se me olvidó que te olvidé y como nunca te lloré, entre las sombras escondidas. Y la verdad no sé por qué se me olvidó que te olvidé. A mí que nada se me olvida.
Se me olvidó que te olvidé.
A mí que nada se me olvida.
Entre las sombras te encontré.
A mí que nada se me olvida.
Se me olvidó que te olvidé.
A mí que nada se me olvida.
No sé, siempre lo grabé.
A mí que nada.
Welcome Tanakian from Armenia. Amazing to see how many time zones in which our shows are appreciated. Next track is Trompeta en Cuero. Thank you, Claudio M., for clarifying the translation. That is naked trumpet. Trumpet in leather is slang for naked. And as you can hear, it's Chocolate Armenteros with his trumpet solos. Welcome Lohan G from the central highlands of the island of Sri Lanka. Definitely check out the archive, Lohan G. You can get both halves of the show. A lot more African-influenced pieces towards the end. like Ia Modu Pue, which comes up after Trompeta en Cuero that we're enjoying now. Welcome, welcome, Maxime. I was talking to my coworker from Paris about poutine, Quebec City and Montreal. There's a former postdoc in the lab from Quebec. I am in D.C. I'm the NSA, John M. I know all your secrets. I believe this is a Spanish-Cuban guitar called the Tres. I'll look up a little more information just to remember how it's distinct from a regular guitar. Like in the Nortec bit, there was Bajo Sexto, I think, like a 12-string Mexican guitar. And Jaranas, of course, in the Jarocho show. Before the Jarocho show, how great it is to laugh at your own jokes. It must not be funny. So the tres is a three-course chordophone, according to Wikipedia. Now we're on Ia Modu Pue, very beautiful. West African influenced. Yoruba gods like Shango and Yamaya. In the Santeria religion. Campana tom tom tom, campana team team team, campana tom tom tom. Yamaya. Yeah, the sound of the tres is a defining characteristic. Yeah, it's a... The Cuban zone is defined by the Cuban tres. Six strings. Cantar la vuelta bajé stringed instrument. Okay, chorus, so closely spaced strings. Maya and Claudio M were dancing quite a bit during this show. Definitely bailable, danceable, bailable music. Stay tuned in, everybody. We still have almost 20 minutes more music to enjoy. Next track, Dime la Verdad, Tell Me the Truth, is a lot slower paced than Ia Modupue. little change of pace for us here. And then we get into Carmen La Ronca, Canto Ebioso, and Canto Asoyin, which are both very, very African influenced. Of course, the whole Caribbean having obvious African influences. Future, I hope to highlight the Angolan salsa superstar Ricardo Lembo. He's from Cabinda, the exclave, sandwiched between the Republic of the Congo and Democratic Republic of the Congo, and excluded from the rest of Angola. He moved from there to the United States, to Los Angeles. He studied at Cal State Long Beach, I believe. He was planning to become a lawyer, but instead became a musician. He speaks Ovimbundu, Portuguese, Spanish, English, and French fluently, and has performed throughout the United States, been interviewed on Radio Nacional de Colombia, and has many albums and a great track called Africa, Havana, Paris, highlighting the musical and cultural and historical connections between the three places. Certainly Haiti fits in that mix. Now we switch to Dime La Verdad. You'll hear the pace slow down a bit. I guess more of a bolero type sound. Although honestly, I have to read more about that. I got the record years mixed up. Lo Disa Toto from 1976 and Concepts in Unity from 1975. Thank you, Elwin. Thank you, Fog. Thank you, Lohan G, of course. All of you. Love that karma. Sweet karma. The main vocalists were Virgilio Martí, Cuban vocalist, Willie Garcia, another Cuban salsa singer, only 36 at the time, and a street musician, Puerto Rican drummer, singer, and composer, Gerardo Henny Alvarez. Alfredo De La Fe is the violinist, John M. noted, who's quite famous. Bata's drummer, Julito Colazo, Chocolate Armenteros, Nelson Gonzalez on the tres, Jose Rodriguez and Reynaldo Jorge on trombone, and flutist and tenor saxophonist Gonzalo Fernandez that we'll hear, or maybe we heard it at some point. I'm looking back for some more details about individual tracks here. Yes, so Cuba Linda was a beautiful, alluring huahuanco. Yes, and so that had piano, tres, flute, and timbal, the drum. Let's see, Adelaida, Luz Delia. Oh, okay, yes, so Canto Asoyin and Canto Ebioso are calls to orishas, or Yoruba gods, of course, connections Nigeria. Carmen La Ronca is a rumba, a street rumba. Oops, it's a street rumba along with a papa y mama, which hopefully we'll get to. Maybe just get a bit of that. Anyway, so you get a flavor of multiple different musical styles, rhythms, and structure of the music, and they're improvising and really in a freewheeling way playing around with these, but in a way distinct from the standardized commercialized sound of Fania, very famous record label in its own right. Definitely I need to have a show on Héctor Lavoe, world famous, probably the most famous salsa singer, you could argue.
Llamada Carmen La Ronca, que se pasa todo el día metiendo la gente en bronca. Ella todo lo averigua con mucho lujo y detalle. Ya todo el mundo lo sabe, no le prestan atención. Oiga, le dieron un pecoso que bailó con Don Pepito, un perrito chiquitito que ya viene en el balcón. Oiga, le dieron un pecoso que bailó con Don Pepito, un perrito chiquitito que ya tiene en el balcón. Carmen La Ronca, Carmen La Ronca.
I wish my cat would come over. Mangle! Sometimes she'll talk and talk and have plenty of say to add to the show. I believe Santeria, Voodoo, and Candomblé, the third in Brazil, are all very similar and based on Nigerian traditions. Now, Canto Ebioso. Thanks everyone for joining in the chat and listening tonight. Next week, I'm probably going to do an episode where I have different renditions from different artists of three Mexican and Cuban classics. La Guantanamera, La Bamba and El Manicero, the Peanut Vendor. There's plenty of old and new versions and ways people have improvised lyrics on the verses of those songs. We talk about everything. Stay tuned for that next week. I'll get as much of this as I can. It looks like we'll be ending with Canto Abioso and maybe a little piece of Canto Asoyin. Have a great night, everybody. Have a great weekend. It looks like we've had quite a good weekend so far. Pizza Pal's done some trail biking, road bike on dirt trails, and having an exciting time. Hope the weather's good for everyone. Again, this is a prayer or some call to the deity Ebioso. Yamaya, the god of the sea, or Shango. Excuse me, goddess of the seas, Yamaya or Yamanja, sometimes she's named. And in these syncretic religions, you know, mixed with Virgin Mary and Shango, you know, with other Christian gods. Or with a Christian, Nigerian gods with a Christian god and Christian. Kantoi Asoyin now, and with this we're going to end. Suko yaya tambo maito no mi maito no mi komato asonya ya komato yongolo akomato aso hapa komato yongolo nyanya la komato bobo kwe ni so bobo kwe miori sasasa akomato bobo kwe ni so woohoo Pizza Pal, you got Diablo working.